Imagine waking up in a taxi with no idea how you got there. The last thing you remember is working at your magazine job on a summer day, but outside, autumn leaves are falling. Strangers live in your apartment. Your boyfriend doesn't answer. Most disturbing are the messages scrawled on your skin. Stay awake and don't sleep. I forget everything when I fall asleep. This is Liv Reese's nightmare in Megan Golden's psychological thriller. Liv suffers from repetitive dissociative fugue. Every time she sleeps, her memory resets to 2 years earlier, before a traumatic event shattered her life. She navigates this fractured reality through desperate notes on her skin, post-its, and journals. But now, her journal is gone, and she's being hunted, both by police who suspect her of murder and by someone who knows exactly how vulnerable she is. Her disorientation becomes ours as we piece together her reality alongside her, trapped in a psychological vertigo that never relents. While Liv struggles to understand her condition, Detectives Holliday and Lavelle investigate a gruesome crime scene. British executive Ted Cole lies dead in a luxury apartment, stabbed with surgical precision. The killer has written "Wake up" in the victim's blood, eerily similar to Liv's own warnings. Security footage shows a woman resembling Liv leaving the scene with her fingerprints on a wine bottle. Detective Holliday, an ex-military intelligence officer, notices inconsistencies her partner misses. The victim has no defensive wounds despite his athletic build. The blood message was written by someone taller than Liv. Forensics reveals Ted had been investigating Liv's previous attack and uncovered disturbing information about sleep research experiments. The murder investigation parallels Liv's quest, creating a narrative where nothing is certain and no one trustworthy. Through 2 years earlier flashbacks, we discover the event behind Liv's condition. She was flourishing as a culture critic with boyfriend Marco and roommate Amy when disturbing incidents began. Mysterious flowers in her bedroom, unfamiliar groceries, and rearranged belongings. Police dismissed her concerns as stress-induced forgetfulness, though one detective recognized stalking patterns. The horror culminated when Liv returned home early to find Amy and Marco stabbed to death in her bed. Before she could process this betrayal, someone grabbed her from behind, forced the murder weapon into her hand, and stabbed her with precision, whispering, "They deserved it. They've been sleeping together behind your back for weeks." As she bled out on the floor, one detail seared into her memory: the attacker's distinctive oxblood leather shoes with a fleur-de-lis pattern. This trauma became the barrier her memory cannot cross. Her brain resets each morning to before this horror, a defense mechanism shielding her from the devastating truth. Detectives investigating Ted Cole's murder uncovered links to Amy and Marco's deaths. They discover Liv was being stalked by Joe Chalmers, a professional hired for $50,000 through an intermediary who was later found stabbed in the East River. Chalmers had refused when asked to commit murder. Through fragmented memories, Liv realizes Ted had been helping her investigate the previous murders. He had traced a distinctive fleur-de-lis pattern she sketched to custom shoes worn exclusively by Brett Graham, Amy's boyfriend and a respected neurosurgeon. Brett had crafted the perfect cover. His professional standing and apparent grief deflected suspicion, while his medical expertise enabled him to stage convincing crime scenes. When the boutique owner alerted Brett about Ted's inquiry, he eliminated Ted and framed Liv, knowing her memory condition made her an ideal scapegoat. The novel creates tension through this dual race against time, Liv struggling to piece together memories before sleep erases them, while detectives rush to connect the dots before Brett eliminates his final threat. Throughout the novel, Liv's desperate messages to herself, "don't trust anyone" on mirrors, "stay awake" written on her arms, aren't paranoid delusions, but critical survival strategies. In a world where she constantly wakes with no memory of recent events, Liv must approach every interaction with suspicion. This necessary paranoia extends to the reader's journey. We're trapped in Liv's disoriented perspective, questioning unreliable memories and uncertain truths. Did she really kill Ted Cole? Are the bloody clothes evidence or planted props? When Brett Graham appears, he seems an anchor in her chaotic world. But troubling details accumulate. His smile never reaches his eyes. He takes strange routes. He casually locks the car doors. Then Liv notices the fleur-de-lis pattern on his oxblood shoes, the same pattern she remembers seeing before a knife plunged toward her 2 years ago. The truth emerges. She's trapped with the man who murdered her friends. Brett's gentle facade crumbles as he drives her to an abandoned warehouse, admitting he killed her ex to frame her. Her paranoia wasn't mental illness, but a sophisticated defense mechanism, her subconscious protecting her from dangers her conscious mind couldn't recall. Liv's fictional condition mirrors documented psychological phenomena where minds create barriers against overwhelming trauma. Dr. Brenner finds no physical brain damage. Her trauma triggered an automatic daily reset, erasing everything since the traumatic event. To navigate this reality, Liv transforms her environment into a memory system. Her body becomes a living notebook with essential information in permanent marker. Her apartment features color-coded post-its explaining routines and relationships, while her journal serves as both autobiography and instruction manual containing facts about who to trust or avoid. The physical toll of fighting sleep grows severe. Liv's experiments with stimulants result in tremors, heart palpitations, and anxiety. As sleep deprivation intensifies, hallucinations emerge, moving shadows and voices from empty rooms. Through Liv's struggle, the novel explores how memories form our sense of self. She faces the paradox of loving someone she can't remember and grieving for inaccessible memories. "How can I miss something I don't remember?" she asks, highlighting the complex relationship between emotion and memory. The climax unfolds in an abandoned warehouse where Brett holds Liv at gunpoint. Detective Holliday tracks Liv's phone location, arrives with backup, and wounds Brett, securing both Liv's safety and a confession. Brett reveals his crimes were calculated, not passionate. After discovering Amy and Marco's affair through carelessly left emails, he planned their murders on a night when Liv would be home to frame her. Her memory condition became his temporary shield. Hospital specialists explain that Liv's condition, exacerbated by anxiety medications and sleeping pills, may improve with treatment. While the two-year gap remains permanent, her brain shows signs of forming new neural pathways. The case highlights the value of persistent detective work and following minor leads. Liv's condition serves as a metaphor for trauma, her mind unable to move beyond her greatest loss, stuck without the ability to process and heal. Hope emerges when Liv recognizes Harry, the bartender from the previous night, suggesting she can finally form new memories. As Detective Holliday tells her, "You can start fresh. Even after devastating trauma, perhaps we can all move forward, one memory at a time."